Hello, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I'm so thankful for you. I know I say it a lot, but I really am. Thank you for sticking with this. I know it's 5 minutes, and 5 minutes is valuable, and you spend your time hearing the Word of God, even this difficult book, the book of Job, and you dare to be prayed for. And I do pray that these prayers that I pray are encouraging to you. I pray that they hit home and that they lift your eyes away from the pain of this world to the throne room of God. That's my hope. And so I hope that it's being accomplished. All right, I'm reading chapter 35 of Job in the World English Bible. We're still in the voice of Elihu, and it says this: "Moreover, Elihu answered, 'Do you think this to be your right, or do you say, my righteousness is more than God's, that you ask, what advantage will it be to you? What profit will I have more than if I had sinned? I will answer you, and your companions with you. Look to the skies and see. See the skies which are higher than you. If you have sinned, what effect do you have against him? If your transgressions are multiplied, what do you do to him? If you are righteous, what do you give him? Or what does he receive from your hand? Your wickedness may hurt a man as you are, and your righteousness may profit a son of man. By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they cry out. They cry for help by reason of the arm of the mighty. But no one says, where is God, my maker, who gives songs in the night, who teaches us more than the animals of the earth and makes us wiser than the birds of the sky? There they cry, but no one answers because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not hear an empty cry, neither will the Almighty regard it. How much less when you say you don't see him, the cause before him, and you wait for him. But now, because he has not visited in his anger, neither does he greatly regard arrogance. Therefore, Job opens his mouth with empty talk, and he multiplies words without knowledge." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I don't want these prayers to be empty talk. I don't want to multiply words without knowledge. And I know that Elihu he's better than the other three, but he's still leveling accusations against Job. And it must just be relentlessly difficult. And I'm really so glad that there's this this tenacity on the part of his friends to continue to mess with him, because it shows me that this is normal and it can be endured. And when we walk through the valley of the shadow of other people's opinions and other people's cliched answers to our problems, that this is normative. And we should not be surprised. So Lord, help us not to be surprised at the arrows that fly at us through the opinions of others. This is just normal life. And so Lord, I pray you'd help us to do better with that. I'm praying that for myself for sure, that I would be better at receiving criticism. I would be better at turning that back to you and saying, Lord, seek my heart. Help me to find out if there's just wickedness in me. You will reveal it to me, but I love the way you reveal our sin to us. It's not what we think. It's not with condemnation. It's not with a voice that says, you will never overcome this. Oh, there you go again. You've ruined it all. I can't love you anymore. No. Your conviction is with hope. It's with purpose. It's this longing behind it all, this love behind it all of, I want the best for you. And this sin that you are practicing is destroying you. Therefore, I'm going to convict you of it because I love you and I don't want you to be destroyed. So Lord, we thank you today for the conviction of sin. It is a gift. So many times we want to push against it, or we feel miserable or sad because we keep going back to it. But the truth is, your motivation toward us is always love. Your motivation is that you long for us to be holy as you are holy. And so you are going to relentlessly pursue us, and you are going to convict us of sin. And it's a privilege to be convicted, because it proves that you are our father and you are disciplining their daughter or their son. I'm so thankful for that. I know that's a weird thing to say, and I know it's not fun to be disciplined by you, and I'd rather I just did everything right. But Lord, there's always a gift in the midst of the discipline. Help us to mine that out today. Help us to hear your voice and obey it. Help us to see the stench that is our sin and walk away from it and repent of it and go the opposite direction. We thank you so much for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And, you know, one of the things that I love about this podcast is that it goes all over the world. We're in, I think it's, the number keeps changing, but I think we're in 256 countries. It's most of the countries of the world that Pray Every Day is. So, bonjour to all you French speakers. That's about pretty much hola to you Spanish speakers. Maybe I should say hello in all the other languages, but thank you for all of you listening to my little English American voice and being prayed for. I appreciate you.